Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know why that happens. Why does that happen? I just did a monologue and it didn't record. Okay, you want to fool around? I'll do it again. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book and the Spirit of America Party radio show. And today, it's 2:59 in New York, and it's the 4th of January, 2018, and it's the and it's the year 2018 AGW, after a global warming. Pay no attention to that ringing phone. It's a bill collector. And I don't answer bill collectors' phones. As a matter of fact, when they get nasty with me, I tell them, you know how I pay my bills? I put all the names and all the bills in a hat. And I throw up in the air all the bills that were in the hat. And the first 10 to hit the floor get paid. And because you were so nasty to me, your name's not even going in the hat. So in the meantime, I'm going to tell you about a couple of things. I just watched the press assault on Sandy Sanders. And what a great gal she is. And she can hold the press off. Yeah, she can hold the press off. But she really needs a trident and a net. Because they are animals, filthy animals. Five questions per inquisitor, and they all settled around a book by a guy that nobody ever heard of before, and now he's a household word. They'll be taking pictures of Karl Marx down and putting this guy's picture up, and it's an attack on Trump, and they're using the guy, I never remember his name. It'll come to me. I think it's Steve something. But he had a falling out with Trump, and he fell into the wrong hands, and they're now using him. And it's sad. Because when a guy like this falls, and you notice the press always quotes rhinos. The Democratic Communist press says, well, Paul Ryan said this. And Match McConnell said that. You know about Match McConnell? 40 days before 9/11, he joined 40 Democrat senators. And you know what the big vote was 40 days before we got hit unexpectedly without good intelligence? Never knew, never saw it coming, never imagined it could ever happen. Yes, but we can make movies about how we won World War II. But we lost World War III, which is the Russians never gave up. They only took down a logo, the hammer and sickle. And now the networks use the hammer and sickle. NBC, the C is a hammer and a sickle. ABC, the C is a hammer and a sickle. CBS, the C is a hammer and a sickle. CNN, the Communist Nut Network. CBS, Communist Bull, a Shiite. NBC, nothing but communists, and ABC, always be communist. And now you got the media. The media is horrible. If I was Trump, I would tell his girl, tomorrow you explain to the press that they're hogging up taking away valuable press time from other press agencies that can't get a word in. So as of tomorrow, one question per pressling. And that's what he's got to do, because these bastards will say, I got a follow-up question, and then they hit him with three or four more. They're hitting Sanders today with five questions. And she knows, and it's all about this book. They didn't cover anything about the 25,000 that we hit today at the Dow Jones Industrial Averages. They didn't cover Korea. They didn't cover the revolution throughout the country of Iran, not just in the streets of Tehran. They didn't cover the North Korean situation. And they didn't cover the false Mueller hunt to get Trump. The Democrats have kicked off their 2018 offensive, and their number one goal is to dope up the whole country. That's their number one goal. They want to turn America into junkie land. And not only do they want more rehabs than churches, but they want a junior to be hooked so he can't serve his country, because he can't hold a job, because that's where they'll keep the unemployment figures high, because everybody's high. And they started off with medical marijuana for the good of the country. And then they went to recreational marijuana for the fun of the country. But their real goal is to legalize every drug and turn the entire United States into a park in Amsterdam, a junkie park in Amsterdam. And you mark my words. And now they call it an IED epidemic. I mean, an opioid epidemic. And we got an IED epidemic too. Obama paid for IEDs to blow the legs off of 17,000 Americans. He gave them cash overnight, but he couldn't rescue three guys in Benghazi. But he could rescue Bo Birdcall and exchange him for five Taliban province chiefs, including one CNN director of their CNN, including one master bomb maker, and three governors of regions in Afghanistan. And he traded one traitor for that. One traitor who cost the lives of five to six men looking for him, trying to rescue him. And what was he doing? He was held by the Haqqani Network. The Haqqani Network is not the Taliban. The Taliban will cut your throat and put you on a video. The Haqqani Network bargains for your ransom. And so he fell into the right group. And I guarantee you they got pictures of him giving ambush classes to the Taliban. I guarantee you they got pictures of him carrying a sidearm in camp. But I can't prove it. But neither can he disprove it. So the benefit of doubt always goes to me. And Obama paid cash, and 1,700 GIs died, killed by IEDs packed with Iranian copper lugs. And there are beautiful girls running on the beach, and I got a picture of one in a bikini with a beautiful blonde hairdo and a ponytail. And the only thing that's missing are her feet, because she lost them in Afghanistan. And Obama paid for it. Obama was a communist and an anti-American, and he hates this country more than anybody. And we elected him as a president not once but twice. And now the Bush bots are trying to give us Romney. They're going to sneak Romney in through Utah. And then they're going to make him the presidential candidate to stop Trump. You stop Trump, you stop America, because we're going to go back to the SOS that was here before. Do you know that one of the most lethal bombs that we have to use in our defense arsenal is the neutron bomb? It was invented by a Jewish guy in Brooklyn. And Bush Sr. outlawed it, because he didn't want to give us the edge over our enemies. He wanted to appease them. And that's what Republicans do. They lay low and appease. 30% of the Republican Party is Democrat. At least 50% of the Democrat Party is communist. In 1970, Gus Hall, the president of the Communist Party, who ran as a Communist Party president for the last time, told the Communist Party to merge with the Democrats and eventually take it over, and that's what they've done. The Democrat Party is now the Communist Party. You think about that. And Trump has got his hands full. He's got two enemies. He's got the Democrat Communists, and he's got the Rhinos. And they're all trying to bring him down. So Orrin Hatch has opened the door for Mitt Romney. I call him Mittens Romney. And that's not going to be good for America. We don't need the Bushes, and we don't need the Clintons, and we don't need the Obama leftovers. So, having said leftovers, it's time to purge all government agencies because Francis Fox Pivens has said on a TV talk show in front of a KGB agent who was sitting there and was totally shocked that she let the cat out of the bag. She said, Obama, under the radar, has seeded all government agencies with good people. Not good for us, good for them. And Trump's got to find them and get rid of all of them. And the smaller the government, the safer the people. So having said that already, bartender, a champagne. We just hit 25,000 on the Dow Jones Industrial Averages. And we're heading to 26. So champagne, please. And I have a coupon, a Trump coupon. And a tune. You know that the Communist Party never expected Hillary to lose. The Huffington Post, founded by Arianna Huffington, who built the Huffington Post on the backs of loyal students who worked for nothing to make her successful. And then she turned around and she sold the Huffington Post to AOL and pocketed $300 million and never bought the students a cup of coffee. How's that? Isn't that horrible? But anyway, the Huffington Post predicted that Hillary would win 98% of the vote. And then the Washington Post, owned by Jeff Bezos, the greatest businessman in the United States, but the dumbest politician, he predicted a win for Hillary also. But Hillary Putin didn't win, even with the help of the Russians. And so she just settled for consolation prize, and she sold American uranium for a little egg money. And when we hear the press announce that she only sold 20% of the uranium of the United States, you know where the other 80% is? It's in the ground. It has to be mined. We're importing uranium because we need more than we can get out of the ground. Does that make sense? That you would sell it to your enemies who want to bury you? There's nothing changed in the Soviet Union. Only the label. Now they're new and improved KGB. They changed it from KGB to FSB. And here, they changed the KGB to FBI. Okay, we're going to give you a tune. And this is what Trump said to the Democrats after he beat 17 candidates and won the country's heart.
The party's over. It's time to call it a day. They burst your pretty balloon and taken the moon away. It's time to wind up the masquerade. Just make your mind up. The piper must be paid. The party's over. The candles flicker and dim. You danced and dreamed through the night. It seemed to be right just being with him. Now you must wake up. All dreams must end. Take off your makeup. party's over. It's all over, my friend. The party's over. It's time to call it a day. Now you must wake up. All dreams must end. Take off your makeup. The party's over. It's all over, my friend. It's all over, my friend.
Welcome back. I'm just looking at a report that was just released by Planned Slaughterhood, their annual report, and they chopped the heads off of 321,000 kids this year. Now, everybody's talking about DACA, and there's like 800,000 kids that, under no fault of their own, became brought into the, smuggled into the United States or were born here in the United States. And we're trying to figure out what we're going to do with them. And here we got Planned Slaughterhood chopped the heads off of 321,000 of those kids. So there's, what, 850,000 kids that DACA is planning to make American citizens. And here we are. And in 1 year, we... Planned Slaughterhood alone, and they're not the only chop shops, not the only Democrat chop shops. They cut the heads off of 321,000 kids. So that means that in 2.5 years, they'll wipe out that population of DACA kids that want citizenship. What are we doing? I saw a picture the other day of 8 puppies that froze to death in this snowstorm. They couldn't keep warm. And, of course, it tears your heart out to see dogs and animals mistreated. But nobody worries about kids being torn apart, having their legs and arms pulled off, and then their body parts sold like it was a car chop shop. You know, they bring in a caddy, and the wheels go one place, and the hood goes another place. And that's what they're doing with babies, American babies, citizens, who were guaranteed by the Declaration of Independence, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Where is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for a kid that's being torn to pieces? And you'll have Democrats stand up and tell you it's settled law. Yeah, well, you know what else was settled law? The Nuremberg Laws of 1938, and they pretty much did the same thing. And 4 years later, they all got hanged for it. So this tune is dedicated to the POWs, the prisoners of the womb. The DACA kids will be allowed to live. These kids are having their lives snuffed out by cold-hearted Democrats.
The rainbow. Every hand that reaches out, every hand that reaches out to offer peace, every simple act of mercy, every step to kingdom come. All the hope in every heart will speak what love has done.
Did you ever see one president ever accomplish so much in 1 year? He has accomplished more in 1 year than the entire Congress has done in 4. It is unbelievable. The first thing he did, the first day he came into office, he opened up 2 big pipelines to get more oil into the pockets of the American people. And now today, he's opening up the entire coastline of the United States to oil drilling. Isn't that wonderful? I love that black gold. And here's something I just heard today. And see, this is the Democrats have spent 8 years covering up the truth and the facts. You will never know that they paid the Iranians to kill Americans. And you will never know the casualty count. But I can guesstimate that 1,700 Americans were killed under Obama, who paid the Iranians cash to kill them. And 17,000 were wounded by Obama, who paid cash to kill them. And the media covered it up. All of the C stations, any station with a C in it, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN. CNN is the worst. I hope somebody comes along and opens up a competitive news network. Because I see Fox on the weekends, they go lib. And I was watching a girl on Fox who has her own show. And she did a bit she interviewed a guy that she was sort of sweet on, and she said to him, you have a sweet-looking mouth. Now, if I had said that to one of the girls on Fox, they would have dragged me out of there in handcuffs. Yeah, it's unbelievable. As a matter of fact, I have this skit for a scene where I go to Fox and I'm given three assignments. This was when O'Reilly was there. And assignment number one was to pin a flag pin on O'Reilly because he never wore a flag pin. And assignment number two was to hit Sean Hannity in the back of the head with a football. And assignment number three, I walk into this room and there's a girl in there and she's reporting the news. And I say, I've completed my first two assignments and now I'm supposed to kiss somebody named Banderas. And all of a sudden this girl got real uptight. She got real mad looking. And I said, is your name Banderas? And she said, yes. And she started to clench her fists. And I said, what's your first name? And she says, Julie. I says, no, this is Antonio. So, yeah, pop goes the dream bubble. You ever have a dream bubble and it goes pop? Okay. So what were we talking about? We were talking about Obama paid the Iranians to kill Americans, but he couldn't rescue. He got the money overnight to them in cash, on pallets of cash. But he couldn't get three Americans off a roof who sat there for 13 hours. Do you know, I grew up as a kid. Every Western movie, there was a cavalry bugle sounding the rescue. And they weren't doing it. Those three guys were sitting on that rooftop, shooting it out with the Al-Qaeda down below. And they had laser painted so aircraft could come in and identify the target. They had laser painted the mortar platoon that had set up to blow them off the rooftop. And they waited 13 hours. Where was Obama? I think he was stoned and he never even showed up. Where was Hillary Clinton? She was making her excuses and heading out of town. Where was Leon Panetta? Do you know what Leon Panetta said when he was asked why you didn't rescue those guys? Do you know what his answer was? Leon Panetta's answer was, we can't go in guns a-blazing. We don't know the layout. Did you know the layout when you sent those three guys in there to die? Did you know the layout when you set up the embassy and the people told you that the walls had holes blown in them and that the guards that the State Department had hired were taking pictures of the fortifications? Huh? Did you know the setup then, Leon? Leon Panetta. Admiral Lemon. I call him Admiral Lemon. Admiral Mellon. Who made the statement while he was a commanding officer of the fleet in the Mediterranean or the Persian Gulf fleet that he would never fire a shot against Iran. Who else was there? Oh, Dumpster Dempsey. What a cover-up guy he was. You know, they all got out of the game right after that. They all blended into the woodwork. But Panetta was the worst. But there's a tactic that Democrats use you should know about. They always pick a weak Secretary of Defense. Under Clinton, they used to have a running joke. They had a guy named Cohen. He was, what they do is they pick a rhino. And Cohen was the epitome of a rhino. And he was the Secretary of Defense. And let me tell you a couple of actions that he performed. One, I think it was 9-1-1. He was in Hollywood decorating Jack Valenti, who was the morals manager for the Democrat Party.
Like a morals manager.
He went to NATO. as Secretary of Defense at a meeting in Brussels where he sprouted. And he read a book of his poems. That's why I call him Poem Cohen. But the Democrats are sharp. They pick a Republican schmuck and they put him in the Secretary of Defense position, and then they can blame everything on him when it goes wrong. So Poem Cohen was horrible. And one of the things that took place when he was in charge was the Army wanted to change their beret because the color of the beret, because they wanted to look more like Rangers. So they put out a request for a quote for 500,000 berets. And the only one that could that came back that was made in the USA was a small businesswoman out in the Midwest somewhere. But she couldn't do the whole 500,000 in one run. She needed to break it up. And they said, no, that's not acceptable. So you know what they did? They put the bid out, and guess who won the bid? A British company. And guess what the British company did? They subcontracted it out to the Chinese. And guess what the Chinese did? They made the hats one size smaller so they could take them off the heads of dead Americans, and their troops could go into battle without a hat and pick up a new hat. Yeah. And that's America in action. America in action. INACTION. All one word. So having said that, we're now going to turn to the number one target for 2018 by the Party of Death to Little Children, the Parti della Muerte, the Demo Comunistas, and their number one goal is to dope up the entire country. Because, like a sniper, his best advantage is not to kill his target, but to wound it, because a wounded warrior requires 2 to 4 men to carry him off the battlefield. So therefore, you're weakening the front line. And that's what the comunistas are doing to America with drugs. I don't know if you found the show Narco about Pablo Escobar. It'll tell you everything you want to know about drugs. And drug money is corrupt money. It's blood money. But everybody takes it, including politicians. But it's going to cost us, this drug problem. I say in 2 years, every family will have a drug zombie at the dinner table. And once you become a drug zombie, you might as well be dead, because there's no surviving it. Once you bite the poisoned apple, there's no coming back. There's no Prince Charming or Princess Charming. There's only rehab. And the cost of drug addiction is going to be our biggest expense. The cost of drug addiction is going to be our biggest expense. There are going to be more rehab units than churches in this country. And of course, every neighborhood wants a methadone clinic right next door to their real estate value. Yeah, it is sad. Or to have the kids walking home from school past 20 junkies waiting for a scrambled egg sandwich. And that's Trump's biggest objective. And they're all afraid he's going to block the legalization of marijuana, because he doesn't drink and he doesn't do dope. Okay? So, he's junkie free. But what are you going to do on your insurance? How are we going to get insurance costs down if we're going to be putting 5 people that didn't do drugs today on the plan tomorrow that are all drug-laden. In a small town, in a hospital, in an emergency room on a Friday night, 5 ODs came in. One died, a fourth survived with Narcan. But they tell you when you administer Narcan, you have to step back because the junkie becomes violent when he can't get his drugs. But that's what we're going to have to test for marijuana. Because if you're smoking marijuana, that's the same as smoking, worse than smoking cigarettes. So you got to be damaging your lungs and your blood vessels. So what are we going to do? You can't put a guy on a health nut on a medical plan and ask him to pay for a junkie or an AIDS victim. Let's face it, AIDS started in California. 32 guys were the first casualties. It began in California bathhouses. Inside, once it was recognized as AIDS, and it was identified by, the CIC or the CID in Atlanta? I wrote them. I asked them what was the cause of AIDS. The guy sent me back a whole booklet on how it started and so forth. And it was started with, they had 32 AIDS casualties in California, and it started in bathhouses. And in 2 weeks after it broke out, it came to be in New York. New York had the next epidemic, and nobody knew what was causing it in the beginning. But it was sexual activity among men. It's really sad. That's what I call a self-inflicted wound. If you're smoking cigarettes every day, and the doctor says, Tom, if you don't stop smoking, you're going to die, and you continue to smoke, and the doc is right, that's a self-inflicted wound. You've been called. You've been warned. Ailment has been identified, and you continue to smoke. So if smoking is no good for your lungs, how much worse is weed whacking?
Weed whacking.
But you see the drug dealers, and let me tell you, the Mexicans aren't going to give up the trade. I think the Mexicans have really taken the trade over from the Colombians. And because they're here on the continent, and they've got easier, quicker methods to get in. But you should know this about drugs. Drugs didn't just begin in the 60s. Drugs began in 1929 when Mao Zedong was growing poppies to kill Americans. And the drug routes up through South America into the United States were first run by the Chinese. And then the Russians got wind of what the Chinese were doing, and they created their own drug routes. So you got two communist countries bringing drugs into the United States for two benefits: cash and to destroy the next generation. And that's what is happening. So if you test for drugs and it turns out you've been sucking weed, it's got to cost you more in premiums than a guy who's a health nut. You know? You should have to pay more because you've created a self-inflicted wound. Now, it's not going to stop with weed. Weed is just the gateway drug. And you remember, they went from medical marijuana... Okay, my dog has glaucoma. To recreational drugs. And now, once that's successful, then the cry will become, let's make all drugs legal, and this way we can control it. But you can never control drugs. You know why? Because there's cash involved. And when there's cash involved, you can't control anything. There are people that will sell out this country for money. There are people who would sell their children for money. especially drug addicts, will sell their children for money to buy more drugs. So we're going to have rehab units. And I told you, in an emergency room on a Friday night, 5 ODs came in and 1 died and 4 survived to come back another day. It is really sad. So we're going to have to pay for rehab. Rehab is going to be very expensive. We're already paying for AIDS. And we pay for alcohol rehab, I believe. And now we're going to pay for drug rehab. And I'm sure we've been paying for some form of drug rehab. But it's nothing compared to what it's going to be in the next 2 years, because the magic word for today is fentanyl. And fentanyl is made in China. And fentanyl is coming in here by the ton. And fentanyl can be used to lace marijuana. You don't know what you're smoking when you smoke a joint. And we also know that it's the in thing to do. So already you've been psyched. You've already been trained like Pavlov's dog to react positively to weed. But weed is a gateway drug. And it's really sad when you see people that can't afford cocaine have to go to heroin. And you see beautiful women who inside of 1 year age 60 years and their teeth fall out. And they say down in Puerto Rico, I think it's 1 out of 7 is a heroin addict. Once this epidemic, it's not even an epidemic, it's a plague, pours through the land, nobody is safe. Every family in 2 years will have a drug zombie at the dinner table. And the only guy that's going to stop it is Trump. And look how hard they're trying to stop Trump. You think they're trying to stop him for political reasons? Nah. No, they want to stop him because they know he's going to get in the way of the people who took down the Ten Commandments. And we know he's without sin. And you know what Jesus says about let those who are without sin cast the first stone. Right? The story when they were going to stone the adulteress. And he looked at the crowd and he stooped down and he wrote their sins in the sand. And they all walked away. He had the goods on everybody. Okay, so we got to put an end to this drug. This, now they call it an opioid epidemic. It's a junkie jungle fever is what it is. Yep. And it destroys the mind, the body, and the soul. And I grew up in a neighborhood where there were 3 bars on every block. 3 bars on every block. You could walk 10 blocks and visit each bar and you'd be drunk by the end, when the time you got up to the 10th block. You had a beer in every one. But you know what? I'll take a drunkie over a junkie. Because at least with a drunkie, you can hear them coming because the cans and the bottles clang together in the bag for recycling. But drunkies, they steal. They would sell their mothers for drug money. And every gate that you see on a store is there because of junkies. All the robberies you see are because of junkies. And you know that, right? Somebody dies at 26 years old. What's the first thing you say? Okay, we'll take a break. We'll give you a little salama. If this is salama pausa fina, it means peace at last.
Mi alma de nuevo.
Welcome back. Okay, we got a little bit of news. Let me see if I can find it. No. That's a story. I don't know if you picked that up. Six-year-old Yamani is in a lot of pain. He came home. He's 6 years old. He's in the first grade. Came home from, I think, in Brooklyn with two broken arms. And nobody knows how he got them. He was in after school, you know, when the mom works. How's that? 6 years old, in the first grade in Brooklyn. He's got two broken arms. It's crazy. We're living in a crazy world. The communists are taking the country down. They're talking about Trump. They hate Trump. If this was a Bible story, Trump would be Jesus and the media would be the Pharisees. He is Trump. He is the breath of fresh air in eight communist years. Our enemies, not his alone, our enemies want to smother the truth. They're trying to get him to kick off of Twitter. He tells the truth on Twitter. And then the communists have to wait until he tells the truth so that they can twist it Soviet style. A lady named Carolyn has stopped watching the NFL. Even the women are not watching the NFL. The women who watch. I complimented her. I said, my family no longer watches the NFL communist football. When Tim Tebow took a knee for Jesus, they ridiculed him and ordered him to remove John 3:16. But I totally do support the LGBT community. She was attacking them, and I said no. I totally support the LGBT community. Who does not love a lettuce, bacon, and tomato sandwich? Have you seen the president's new hairdo? And I got a picture of a lion. You know, the mane on a lion. And here's another story. If you look up schmuck in the dictionary, Bill Maher's picture is there. The best thing that could ever happen to Ann Coulter's date, you know, he used to date Ann Coulter. That one I'll never understand.
That's like being the
she's got to tell Lennon confession.
She's got to tell that.
My ideal happening to Bill Maher would be he collapses on a street in New York, wakes up in a Catholic hospital with a giant cross over his bed, and a smiling nun wipes his brow and hooks his IV up to a tropical fish tank. Yes, doctor, it looks like a case of guppy poisoning. The Democrat Party is America's Communist Party. DNC stands for baby killing. DNC stands for dilatation and curettage, a fancy name for tearing a baby to shreds and selling the body parts. Just like the IEDs, Obama paid the Iranians for to kill GIs, and then the media covered it up. You know how they covered it up? All his losses, 1,700. GIs killed, 17,000 shredded with Iranian IEDs packed with copper lugs. You know how they covered it up in the media? They classified them NATO troops to be identified later, and you never saw one casualty. Because later never came. So, and the communist media covered it all up. DNC also stands for Divide and Conquer. If you were part of a communist coup, what agencies would you take over first with the help of the communist media? The FBI, the CIA, the state, IRS, EPA, BLM, Department of Education, Department of Energy, and the NSA? Would they be the first ones you'd take over? You don't think Obama ceded the top slots, do you? Nah, that could never happen. Not in the USA. We're the land of la la. La 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 la. Okay, we're going to break for a tune. And then we'll come back. And the big push by the Democrat Nazi Party, the Democrat Fascist Party, and the Democrat Communist Party. is, what's the big push? The big push is drugs. Now they want to take out the youth of the nation. Yes, we're in trouble. You have no idea how much trouble we're in. Bartender, a champagne. I have a Trump coupon. People die for. It's our national anthem. It's the Star Spangled Banner. It was a vinyl record recording made by the original cast of World War II. There are 47 scratches in the record. Each scratch represents 8,000 American boys, some as young as 16, who died for us so that you and I would not be slaves ever again. Yet there's people out there that are trying to enslave us with political correctness and drugs. Why does that happen? It just didn't.
It's too late. You hit the wrong fucking button. And the other side.